Miguel Fuller, the Grand Marshal of the Pride Parade. Congratulations once again.
Thank you.
It's great to see you. Happy Pride.
Thank you. Happy Pride. Happy Pride. Yes.
Have you been, I noticed you've been killing it when it comes to fitness lately. You've lost a ton of weight, 47 pounds, is that right?
47 pounds, that's right.
Congratulations, wow. My friend. You must feel amazing.
I do. It's nice to feel great, but then to know that you could accomplish a goal that you set out.
Yeah.
It's a really great feeling.
You deserve a cheeseburger.
I'm sure he's eaten one.
I actually haven't.
I don't believe you.
I haven't. I had a quesadilla. Ooh, and I had
naughty.
Queso for lunch.
Oh.
That was real good.
Girl. You ever had Five Guys before?
Yeah, oh yeah, I've had Five Guys.
What about the burger? You see what I did there? With Five Guys.
Yeah.
If you are gonna break your diet, that is a fine burger to do it. Five Guys, delicious.
It is, and I'm really like I'm probably gonna have a burger this weekend, but
yeah.
I'm really waiting to have pizza.
Oh,
because I know that's gonna mess up my stomach.
Sure.
So I'm going on a cruise in 2 weeks, and so I'm just waiting. Like the first meal I want on the cruise is pizza. Let my stomach hurt, and then get over it, and then go on with the rest of the cruise.
Let your stomach hurt on the cruise.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I'm
that's
ready.
What a cruise is for.
Exactly.
A lot of drinking and a lot of stomach aches.
Exactly. I'm so ready for it.
What toppings you like? If you had your choice, like Miguel is ordering a pizza. What do you get? Sausage.
Lots of sausage. I just pile on the sausage. sausage, pepperoni,
yeah.
Banana peppers,
oh, yeah.
Extra cheese.
Oh.
Put some extra crushed red peppers and Parmesan cheese on top of it, and then you dip it in some buffalo sauce and ranch, and you're
buffalo
done.
Buffalo sauce.
Yes. Whoa, my goodness gracious.
Yeah.
Got crazy for a moment there.
Oh.
Banana pepper is a highly underrated pizza topping.
It really is.
Well,
here's the thing about banana peppers, though. You can't bake it with the banana peppers. You have to add them after the
right.
fact.
Like
they're
raw
more fresh.
Ones.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Throw that
butter
on there. Oh, so good.
Oh, so
good. Try to bake it, and it just, the consistency gets ruined.
Yeah, and I feel like the flavor's lost when you bake it. So you
yes.
got to put it on there afterwards.
Totally agree. Now, this weekend is Pride. The entire nation has its eyes on St. Petersburg, obviously in the wake of the horrible Orlando tragedy that happened a few weeks ago. Any concerns on your part being in that group of large group of people assembled to celebrate Pride?
You know, I'm not going to lie, when everything happened a couple weeks ago with Orlando, I was a little nervous.
Yeah.
But then that Sunday, you know, I came on with you,
yep.
and then we broadcasted on Hot 101.5. And there was a lady that called in, and she was just in tears, and she was saying that she was so nervous and fearful to take her son to a concert in Orlando.
Right.
And on the air, I was comforting her, and I was like, no, don't be afraid. You can't let them win. And then after that, I was like, well, I can't sit here and be a hypocrite and be on air and be like, you be brave and go do that. And then be like, well, I'm a little afraid. I'm not going to go to Pride because I'm nervous.
Sure.
Like, you can't do that. That's BS. So
good.
Am I nervous? Yes. But I always get nervous before big crowds because my mom, she's a bounty hunter. And so she was a bounty hunter.
Goodness.
Wow.
Yeah, is she crazy? And so growing up, she was always like, be vigilant. You never know.
Right.
And so there's always this little tradition Holly and I have. And I feel like in the wake of Orlando, this sounds really insensitive now to say this.
Uh-oh.
But before any public appearance Holly and I make, I always, like before they turn our mics on, I look at her and I whisper and I say, Holly, someone could kill us right now.
Oh.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Miguel and Holly. And then she's always like, WTF, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And so I won't be saying that on Saturday.
All right. Well, that's
no, don't say that.
Good to know.
No.
Seth, do we want to hit Miguel with our is it gay questions?
Yeah. Do you have some or do you want me to start it off?
Why don't you start the ball rolling? As three, four relatively straight people, Nikki likes girls. as four relatively straight people, we have a bunch of questions about
I love it.
Is it gay? And if you have an is it gay question for Miguel, the spokesperson for the gay community this weekend, 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025, is it gay?
Well, this isn't so much an is it gay question, but it is a question for Miguel.
All right.
That
okay.
has to do with gayness.
Please.
Miguel.
Yes.
Rank the sexiest guys from least to hottest to Molly on the Calta and Garabo show.
The least to the hottest?
Yeah.
All right.
So all the guys okay. from Calta show and Drew show.
Wow.
So you got Rob. Calta,
uh-huh.
Galvin, Spanish.
Rob, Mike, Galvin, Spanish, SBK, Seth, and Drew.
Wow. Okay. I'm going to need a flow chart for this one.
Yeah.
Okay. From least to hottest. I think Seth, I'm going to say it. I'm sorry. You fall into the bottom of the list.
Yeah.
last day ever.
Are you gonna be okay, Seth?
Not only did I not come in last, but Seth did.
Are you okay?
You won something.
But Seth, there's a good reason why.
Wow.
There's a good reason why.
I don't know if I want to hear it, Miguel.
No, listen. I feel like you and I have not connected in a while. Because I feel like when I got here, you and I used to have like these really good, deep conversations.
I was telling you what a D-bag girl boss was. That's how we were bonding. I was prepping you.
I know, and I missed those conversations, and we haven't connected.
You know what it is, Miguel? It's that I had to pick up a second job, and I'm very busy. So, you know.
That is true.
When I get here, I barely have enough time to work. So, I would like to be moved up the list at this time next year. So, I'm going to make it a point to have more conversations with you.
Okay, that's fine. And you know, you don't have to like take off some time. You know, I'm not gonna, you know, come to your house and post up.
You should though.
You know, I mean, I would love to.
Whatever it takes to get bumped up that list, because okay. Last place doesn't feel good.
And no, I know, and I'm sorry, but I have a reasoning for everything else.
You can stop right there, as far as I'm concerned. Like we hit the mother load.
I hope Miguel knows
one.
I did want to bring him on the show.
Yeah,
you
to
did.
Help him be the grand marshal of the prime.
Yeah,
parade.
But see, here's the thing. My love for you goes above and beyond just me coming on your show. I want to know you privately.
Someone came up to me and said, come here.
I've been working out a lot, too.
What do you want on the street? It's a place there.
Do you want to feel his pecs?
I do. Wait, have you really been working out?
Yes.
I mean, clearly it's not paying off. Hold on.
It's fun to stay.
Everybody.
YMCA. He's feeling his pectorals. YMCA.
No, you're already leased.
The music
sorry,
was drowning
sorry,
out his,
sorry,
his comments.
Sorry, you're,
wait a minute.
You're
already your arms are hard.
Yeah.
DFL.
Seth.
DFL.
You want me to ask the question again? Or
No, we're good. We got the answer we're looking for. All right, so least appealing so far is Seth. He's DFL. That's dead freaking last.
Right.
Second to dead freaking last, you have to choose from myself, SBK, Spanish, Galvin, Mike Calta, and Rob.
I think it's going to have to be Galvin.
Wow.
Next.
What a controversial list.
Is he too tall?
No, I like the tallness.
Okay.
But I feel like if Galvin and I were in a relationship, I feel like I would be very subservient because he intimidates me a little bit.
Really? Yeah.
Because, you know, he's real quick-witted, and I always feel like I never know what to say around him. And so I feel like I wouldn't be myself. I'd always be trying to be funny.
You'd be on guard.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
I find myself having to mind my P's and Q's around Galvin.
Yeah.
He is very challenging. Yeah. I love him to death. One of my really good friends. But yes, I always feel like I have to be on my A game, on my toes.
Exactly. Because I feel like, because he's just so quick and I'm not. And I feel like I wouldn't be able to compete with him. So.
All right. So Galvin's second to last. This is Miguel's list of least to hottest when it comes to men on the bone between the Mike Calta Show and Drew Garabo Live. So you have Rob, Mike, Spanish, SBK, or myself to choose from.
I think the next, unfortunately, is going to have to be Drew Garabo.
I'm fine with that.
Well, we got one ugly-ass show.
Oh, boy, we're trash. Terrible. What's happening here? That's fine. I can live with that. As long as I finished ahead of Seth, I'm very happy. Seth, Galvin, Drew. Okay. And next you have Rob, Mike, Spanish, and SBK.
It's going to have to be Spanish.
All right.
Spanish, he's lost a lot of weight and he looks good. But
he's in great shape.
No, he is. But for my personal preferences, mm-hmm. I like a little extra meat on the bones.
Sure.
I thought you liked skinny guys.
Not that skinny.
Okay,
like, he's skinny. But because even like my boyfriend, like he's short, but he's got a little meat on him. He got a booty.
Oh, all right.
For a little white boy, he got a booty.
Baby got back.
Yeah.
All right. So at least to try to, we have Seth, Galvin, Drew, and Spanish. So.
I mean, I'm throwing all my support behind Kevin because I don't want to have the ugliest show
on
the bone.
No, I know. You already got to be Team Kevin now. So you got Rob, Mike, or Spanish. Rob, Mike, or SBK, your top three.
It's going to be Mike.
Okay. Mike.
Calta?
Yeah.
Mike Calta coming in third. Very good.
Wow. So between the hottest guy on the two shows is between SBK and Rob.
Wow.
Uh-oh.
Two hunks right there.
So second place is going to have to be SBK.
Oh,
sorry. Hey,
yeah. Look at that.
I've been working out. Let me tell you. We would lay up and just eat.
Yeah. See, and this is the thing. This is what won.
I would feed you.
I see, and that is why he's
on
top of the list.
I'll feed you. I'll feed you. You want to feel these arms again?
Yeah.
I just curled 25 pounds each today.
So.
See, well, I'll tell you, this is why. It's because throughout this entire diet I've gone on, SBK has been dangling a cheeseburger in front of me this entire time.
Damn.
That is the way to my heart.
Mm-hmm. I know he likes food.
You do. And so every time I see him, you want a bacon cheeseburger? And I'm like, yes. Oh.
Something so appealing about meat pressed between two buns like that.
It is just delicious. The tighter it's pressed, the better.
Oh, yes. So, hottest to nottest for Miguel Fuller, the Grand Dragon Imperial Wizard of the Pride Parade. It goes Rob, SBK, Mike Calta, Spanish, Drew, Galvin, and dead last, Seth. All right, is it gay, Miguel Fuller?
Okay.
If two dudes are having sex with two girls in a room, and before they finish, they high-five each other.
No, not at all.
Yeah, all right,
Brian. Wait. Oh. What are they high-fiving with?
Their hands.
Okay, that's not gay.
And maybe they can. We're in the clear, Blaine. Get ready, Blarman. Seth?
Miguel Fuller.
Yes?
This question is from the ugliest guy on the bone. Is it gay for two straight guys to take a bubble bath together if they're really dirty and they have a dinner reservation at 7?
Yeah, it's gay.
It's gay. Little gay.
Yeah, because if it were a shower, you're just trying to get done quickly. But if you take the time to add bubbles.
Really, they're really dirty.
That's real gay.
Yeah, two men bathing together, pretty gay.
All right, Miguel, is it gay if two guys go camping and they have to cuddle one another because it's cold?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Now, it's only gay is if when you wake up and you have the morning.
But what if you do, but you don't do nothing with it?
No, but you have to, like, separate. If you don't separate, right. Like, if you wake up and you realize
like
you have it.
Like, if you feel it on your back.
Yeah, and then you just sort of press back into it, you gay.
Good to know.
Yeah.
We have Miguel Fuller, the Grand Marshal of the Pride Parade, asking, is it gay?
Miguel Fuller.
Yes?
Is it gay for a man to wear a batting glove when he's pumping gas?
Oh. No. No.
Good job,
Seth. Listen, we're living in a very progressive time. If you want to have soft hands, I encourage you to. And those gas pumps are very filthy.
Oh, yeah.
You disgusting. Don't know who's been touching them.
They're grotesque. Yeah.
All right. I'm asking this for a friend.
Oh.
Is it gay, Miguel Fuller, for a straight man to brunch his face off, have an unlimited mimosa bar, and then when he gets home, his girlfriend wants to do things where, you know, most guys don't go. Is it gay?
Yeah. Now, is the girlfriend, who's the top in that situation?
The girlfriend.
Oh. Girl, you gay.
I was asking for a friend. I got to be a macho, macho man.
Yeah. I've got to be a macho. What candy is totally out this summer because it's so 2014?
Twix.
Yeah, take that cookie crunch.
It's done.
Old man candy.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
Miguel Fuller, Oprah, and Lady Gaga are both drowning. You can only save one. Who you got?
Oh, man.
Is this really a question? Really? Of course you save Oprah. Girl, please.
I thought it was a good question.
I will scratch that question for the parade.
I think you'd get a lot of Lady Gagas at the parade.
No, you would.
Miguel's different. He actually has a picture of Oprah in his house, and he has Oprah soap, so he's a little...
Oprah soap.
You have Sopra? At your house, really? That's
I do.
That's cute.
Thank you, Nikki.
You're welcome.
There's Oprah soap?
Wait,
it's called Sopra.
Yes.
Oh, it's just
really?
Her soap.
Yes.
It's not like her face.
No, it's not her face.
You're not bathing with her face. Okay.
It just says Sopra. And it's just called Sopra and it's regular soap.
I didn't know. I was just making that up. No, it really is Sopra. Huh?
I bought it in Fort Lauderdale.
There's an upcharge for that. That's Sopra.
That's for sure.
I have a Ricky Lake loofah, if that means anything.
I have a Dr. Phil bidet. It's his face and the water spits out of his mouth. It's like, oh, get it all clean, Dr. Phil. Sorry. We have something very special on the line right now.
Yes.
Do you want to get to that now, or do you want to take a break?
I think as long as Miguel's okay to hang out for a few minutes, I think we should do it now.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, hold on 1 second.
We haven't even hit the parade stuff this weekend.
I know, we're going to do that. Jacob, two times?
Hey, Drew, how are you? Hey, Miguel, how are you doing?
I'm great, Jacob. How are you?
I'm great. Miguel, guess what?
What's that?
What is with you avoiding my phone calls and taking the Song of the Day phone calls, huh? What is with that? Oh! I'm going to get you for that, Miguel.
Jacob!
Oh, well, you know what, Jacob? I'm so sorry. It's been so busy in the studio because we literally, because we're giving away $1,000 several times a day.
Sure.
And so, Jacob, you can imagine everybody in Tampa Bay is literally blowing up that phone line. And so it's been super busy the past few weeks we've been doing the contest. I apologize, but it'll be over in a few weeks. And so then.
What date? Okay. What date is the last Song of the Day, you know, because I've been dying to know this ever since it started, you know, because it's been going on since May 16th.
Oh, wow. I don't even remember that.
He does.
Actually, I don't know. They don't let me know information like that.
Oh, man. Well, Miguel, you better be nice to my sweet friend Holly because I'm going to get you for that, too. You better believe that.
Get him all over the place. Threats are flying.
What about me, Jacob? Miguel called me ugly. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I did. And boy, guess what?
What?
And boy, listen, boy, this is a boy moment we're having, Drew. Me and my friend Boy right now, okay?
I'll shut up. I'm sorry. I didn't mean
to. No. Yeah, okay. Hey, Boy, guess what?
What's up, Jacob?
You talked about Scotty Davis, Boy. Now, guess how many Scotty Davis, Boy, I'm going to make to fit on my Scotty Davis spindle, Boy, just to get you.
He's trolling. He's got to be trolling me. Scotty Davis has his own spindle. I hate it so much. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt the Boy moment.
Are we still having the moment?
Yeah, we are. Come on, Boy. I'm trying to make it funny.
this right here is going on the Scotty Davis spindle.
No, it's not.
Only Scotty goes on the Scotty spindle.
I tell you what, Jacob, we have some news for you today that's going to go on its very own spindle.
Yeah, usually you surprise us with what you're having for lunch, and we try to guess it. But we're here to surprise you today, Jacob, two times. And
oh, well, no. He wants us to tell Jacob the news, and then we can have him come on to back it up.
Are you sure?
He said we could have it, Drew.
All right. Well, we have an exclusive for you, Jacob. You don't even know this yet. You ready for this?
Yes, I'm so ready for it. Go ahead, hit me with it.
It's news involving one of your favorite people on the planet, not Kayla. It involves your brother, Caleb. Did you know, Jacob, two times, that your brother, Caleb, is engaged to his beautiful, beautiful girlfriend, and they are going to get married? I believe her name is Carolina, and they are going to get married. Did you know that?
Oh, man, guess what?
What?
Wait a minute. Before you break the news to me, Drew, wait a minute. Did Caleb send you that text letting you know that it was okay first?
Well, not only did he send us the text, we've got him right here on the phone line with us. Caleb, your brother, Jacob. Jacob, you're going to be an uncle! Ah! Oh, wait.
Whoa. Hey, buddy.
Hey, bro. Congratulations, bro.
Thanks, man. What do you think? You think we can get her green card?
I think you can do it, bro. I think you can do it. Now, bro, listen, bro. After you get married to her, bro, promise me, bro, that you'll stay with her forever, bro.
Oh. I will, because I know you love her and her family. So I wanted the guys to be able to tell you because I knew you'd be excited.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Caleb, congratulations, bro.
Oh, thanks,
buddy. And we got one more thing for you, too. We want you to DJ the reception.
Oh, DJ Jacob okay, two
okay,
times.
Okay, well, bro, listen, bro. What date is the wedding? Do you know yet?
He's going to try to free up the schedule.
Here's the thing. I know that you got to get on your BlackBerry and stuff and take a look at your days, but we don't want to tell you a date because not yet because we don't know 100% and you're kind of into dates. So we're gonna figure that out, but it'll be in the near future. And you got to make sure you get some mixes with some Latin salsa music and then some, I don't know, maybe voice over some Boy into that too if you can.
That'd be great.
Scotty Davis.
Yeah.
I'll see what I can do. But anyways, brother, congratulations, bro. So, bro, guess what, bro? I can't wait to have a new sister-in-law.
Well, you get two of them because remember she's got a younger sister too, Alexis.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, I know. So it's like you're marrying both of them, right, Caleb?
That's the way it works.
Not. We are from Sefner, but not quite.
Hey, Caleb, thank you for trusting us with that, man. That was really, it's awesome to be a part of that special moment. And you know we love you and your family, man. And I think I will waive my nominal talent fee to show up at your wedding. So congratulations. And I look forward forward to it, man. Congrats, dude.
Thanks,
yeah. Hey, brother, guess what, brother? Listen, bro, after the wedding, bro, send Drew all the pictures you have of it, okay, bro, so he can put it up on his screen.
Well, we'll definitely do that.
I want to
Okay. Well, brother, listen, brother, after I get done with this, I'm going to call Carolina up to tell her congratulations.
Oh, that is awesome. Yeah. Well, she doesn't know
here's
yet.
Here's a question for you, Jake. Even though Miguel's kind of been ducking your phone calls, is he invited to the wedding, too?
Yes.
I'll let you make that call.
Yeah, you don't have to decide now. You don't want to hurt anybody's feeling.
But,
listen, guys, thank you so much for letting us be part of this moment. That was awesome. Congrats again, Caleb. Jacob, always great to hear from you. You guys have a good weekend, all right?
All right, I will. And Drew, guess what, Drew? Listen, Drew, I can't wait to tell Boy this moment here. Hey, Boy, guess what, Boy? Listen, Boy, I'm going to get 50 Scotty Davis spindles made. Can you believe that? All because of your joke, Boy. Can you believe that?
hate this so much.
I want to listen to them all.
You were joking with me. You were joking with me, Boy. Drew, come on. Drew, it's a boy joke. Come on, Drew.
It's a boy joke, all right. Well, I hope Scotty Davis has fun as the best man of the wedding. And
Come on, man.
Jacob, have a great weekend, buddy. Great to hear from you.
Okay. I'll call you guys on Monday. Tell Caleb congratulations again, okay?
We sure will. Thank you very much. That was awesome. Did he texted us, right?
Yes, he did. And he said, do you guys want that? And I hesitated for a second. I thought, man, maybe he should just tell his brother on his own. But when you get once in a lifetime chance to get a genuine reaction from Jacob two times, you got to take it.
For sure. Way to grab the bull by the horns.
Yeah, and plus I had to wash the taste out of my mouth of being so ugly. So
I'm glad you were able to wash Miguel's taste out of your mouth.
'Wha' it do, my peeps? Welcome to the Drew Garabo Live Hidden Cut of the Day. Enjoy.
Before we let you go, Miguel, we do have a phone call from Jeffrey. Jeffrey, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live, where Hot 115's Miguel Fuller joins us, the Grand Marshal of the Pride Parade this weekend. What's up, Jeffrey?
Hi, Drew. I'm doing really good. How are you doing?
Awesome. Thank you very much. What can we do for you, young man?
Well, I just wanted to talk to Miguel really quick. I think I hooked up with him a few months back.
It's quite possible.
Juicy.
You do sound like a dude, and Miguel does like dudes. So now when you say you think, what makes you, how are you not certain?
This is awkward.
Well, I only remember the night very, it's not so vivid. We were a little drunk down in Ybor at a Southern Nights.
That sounds like Miguel.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And
so I'm not sure.
What happened? Like, did I go to your house? Did you come to my house? Or did we go somewhere else?
Glory hole?
We went back to your apartment, actually.
Apartment?
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Miguel, just did a light
Does
just go off?
Bell?
No, it's not. When did this happen?
This was a few months back. I can't remember if it was back in February. It might have been January. But I'm just wondering, since now that you are going to be in the parade, how do I get to walk with you?
Oh,
you can just show up to Metro. That's where the staging area is, and we're inviting everybody to come walk with us.
That sounds like kind of an empty offer.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm literally
backhanded offer.
Well, here's why I'm a little concerned, because I've been with my boyfriend since December.
That's
why I'm like, I don't remember this.
It might have been in December. I can't remember the exact date that it was. I know it was cold.
Yeah, Jeffrey, did he say that he was Miguel from Hot Mornings with Miguel? I mean, did you just know it was him? Did you recognize his voice?
Well, he said his name was Miguel, and that's why I'm not sure if I hooked up with the Miguel from the Hot Morning Show or if it was just another Miguel, but they do sound very similar.
Do you have any proof of this encounter?
I don't kiss and tell, really. So
you're on the radio.
I don't have anything saved.
Yeah, he wants to keep the memories private. I understand.
By the way, I love how Miguel has not shot this down yet.
No, Miguel's allowing for the possibility that this dude could have plowed him, or vice versa.
I know. This is how I know if it's true or not. When we did it, was it all the way? I mean,
it's all the way.
I only go all the way.
Only go all the way.
So who Who was a pitcher and who was a catcher?
Oh. Who is Nolan Ryan and who is Johnny Bench?
Well, when it comes down to it, I myself, I feel like I am more of a power bottom, but we took turns.
Turns.
Miguel?
That's a lie. It's not true.
Now this is a lie?
Well, now because I know if I'm drunk and someone I've gone home with someone, I know how I am in the bedroom.
Okay.
I don't have enough wherewithal when I'm drinking to flip-flop back and forth.
I got you.
So I know. But thank you, though. Maybe it was another Miguel. I'm black. Was he Hispanic?
Oh, no. He was black.
Wait.
Oh.
Jeffrey, here's the sign. Black when Miguel was very drunk, the Miguel you were with, if it was our Miguel, and you guys were trying to go home, did he resist the urge because he wanted to keep drinking?
Oh.
Oh, no. He wanted me to take him home immediately.
That sounds like Miguel.
All right, Miguel. So either way, it sounds like you might have hooked up with this guy and you might not remember. Is it okay if Jeffrey walks with you and your boyfriend and your mom in the parade tomorrow?
I want to ride in your car.
Well, that's not going to happen.
Man,
he's earned a position.
No, absolutely not. I apologize and I'm sorry. And we can be friends.
You have to embrace the gay community now, Miguel.
Oh, I embrace everyone, but you won't be in the car with my mother.
That hurts.
I do apologize for that.
Hey, Jeffrey, it's too bad that you're not anywhere close to the radio station, because then you could walk into our studio and Miguel could see what you look like, and he could see if it was you. That are you anywhere near where we're broadcasting from right now?
4th Street North.
4th Street North?
I think I might be a little close by, actually.
What? Would it take you like maybe a minute to walk in here right now? Like you could put down the phone and walk on in the studio?
Possibly seconds. Oh
my seconds? God. Did you say seconds?
What is happening?
Dennis!
Ah!